This is Jane Roberts. To millions of readers throughout the world, she is perhaps better known by another name. In addition to being a successful author, Jane spent much of her adult life speaking in trance as an alternate personality known as Seth. For 21 years, Jane and her husband, Robert Butts, shared with us their fascinating exploration of human consciousness. This is their story.
I was born on June 20th, 1919, which makes me almost ancient now. I was born in a small town called Mansfield, which is nearby, maybe an hour's drive from here. And when I was 3 years old, my parents went to California briefly, came back, and we settled in Sayre, which is only 18 miles from Elmira. And I grew up there. I went through school. And I always enjoyed doing artwork and writing. And when I was 18, I went to New York City and to school, commercial art school, Pratt Institute. And that was a three-year course. And by the time I graduated, I was into the commercial art field. And in fact, I was so busy that I seldom went back to class. But they were nice enough to give me a certificate. And I did some short stories at the same time. And looking back, I can see how my interests coincided so much with Jane's. And of course, I had little conscious knowledge of that at the time. But getting the writing experience and the art experience fit so beautifully with Jane's attributes and her abilities after we were married, that almost seemed miraculous to me. In 1943, I went into service, Air Force Command, and ended up in the Pacific for several years, and carried on my artwork there too. I used to do watercolors over in the Pacific Islands and sell them to the pilots. So I got out of the service in about January of 1946 and went back to New York, did some more commercial work for a few years. And then I came back up to Sayre, where I grew up, to help out my parents because they were getting older and having some problems. Well, Jane was born and grew up in Saratoga Springs, which is upstate New York, in about 1929. And her father left the family when she was 3 years old. So she grew up with her mother on welfare. And by the time Jane was about four, I believe, her mother became bedridden with arthritis, severe rheumatoid arthritis. So Jane had a rough childhood. The personalities involved did not mesh very well. Her father moved to California, and once in a while they would be in touch, but not often. But Jane and her mother had many conflicts, and her mother herself was a brilliant woman and bitter. Jane was almost a rabid Catholic. She found a great solace in the church after her father left the family, because the priests from her convent and school would come down and spend Sunday with her. And they were highly educated people. And they would bring her books, and they bought her a typewriter and things like that. And they would read poetry to her, the classics, things like that, which opened up a whole world